Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Welcome, everybody, to WCW Retro. I'm your host for the evening, Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling, and this is a place to be, folks. We talk about past, present, future professional wrestling, but so much more. You never know who's going to call in. It's half the fun. It's the Wild Wild West of podcasts right here, WCW Retro. Always a great time. Great to have you, as always, with us. Tonight's topic, we'll be discussing creating our own Starrcade cards from stars from the past and present. Should be a really exciting topic to dive into. And we'll be discussing that throughout the hour. But if you guys would like to call in and create your own Starrcade show event from using stars in the past and present, please call in anytime in tonight's live WCW Retro podcast at 914-338-1885. That number is 914-338-1885. And looking forward to getting your thoughts as well as discussing yours truly about creating our own Starrcade show and event. The Starrcade annual pay-per-view event was the culmination of many feuds in the NWA-WCW era throughout the years, and in which everything was pretty much settled at Starrcade. It was like the Mecca, if you will, pretty much like the equivalent to WrestleMania with the WWE. So, yes, should be a great time tonight, as always. And before we get to dive into that with you guys, make a few shout-outs and announcements, if you will. First of all, shout-outs to Masters of Ring Entertainment, mastersofringentertainment.com. Fishman Special Friends at fishmanspecialfriends.com. Shout-outs to Innovative Hybrid Wrestling in Maritimes area in Canada. Find out what they're up to at facebook.com/IHW Wrestling. Shout-out to the Cauliflower Alley Club at the CauliflowerAlleyClub.org. Starting soon the Dust Series. Set the Dust Series pretty soon. A lot of exciting possibilities for that coming up as well, in which you can catch all three seasons of the Dust Series on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/DUSK series, which I star as the Chief. The new movie I'm in, The Devil's Daughter, A Harlequin Origin Story, is not only on YouTube now, which you can type in the title, The Devil's Daughter, A Harlequin Story, in the search for YouTube, but also it is now on Amazon Fire TV. And through Dominus TV. So once you go to Amazon Fire TV, look for Dominus TV, and you'll watch The Devil's Daughter, Harlequin Story on Amazon Fire TV as well. We also won our first award for an NDI Film Festival Award, and we're up for many other film festivals coming up as well in the coming year. So exciting times. So if you haven't had a look-see yet, go check out The Devil's Daughter on YouTube or on Amazon Fire. A couple of films up with yours truly that'll be coming out soon I've completed. The Hybrid, look out for Hybrid coming out soon. The Love Spell, Echo Lake Massacre, and a few others. I'm in talks also with a pilot miniseries, so I'll keep you guys informed on the latest. Of course, tomorrow night, the Stro Zone at midnight Eastern Standard Time, my horror sci-fi show at my official Facebook page, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro, StroTheMaestro, Stro the Maestro, all together, no space. The feature for tomorrow night will be a classic, The House on Haunted Hill, starring Vincent Price, so please tune in. Should be a good time as well. A lot of possible great things happening. I'm going to be at the Charlotte Comic Con December 12th at Embassy Suites Hotel in Concord, North Carolina, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with my fellow cast members of The Devil's Daughter as well. Always a good time at Charlotte Comic Con. And we'll be having a Q&A on the film as well. We'll actually be releasing a screening of the film that day for you guys to enjoy and check out. So come see us if you're in the Charlotte area, December 12th at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Concord, North Carolina, for the Charlotte Comic Con next Sunday. I'm really, really excited about that. Seeing everybody there, it's always a good time. And like I said, for more information, go to charlottecomiccon.com. Yes, a lot of exciting stuff in the air, which I'll keep you guys informed. We're in December. It's Christmas time. The holiday season is here. A lot of exciting stuff happening. And this is like my favorite time of the year, basically. I really enjoy Christmas, for sure. And as well as being here with WCW Retro And, of course, support VOC Nation, all the great podcasts on VOCNation.com. In the Room, for example, every Tuesday night at 9 with Brady Hicks, Kathy Fitzpatrick, Derek McDonald, Matt Grimm, myself, Ray Lloyd. Not Ray Lloyd. I wish the Glacier was. Well, he's been on the show a few times, but Ray Bogus is what I meant. Mentioned, my bad. And all the gang, and Patrick and Keith as well from time to time. So it's always a good time at In the Room. So join us on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for In the Room. Wrestling with History, Bruce Wirt, Ken Resnick as well. Always good time. So just great, a lot of great podcasts we got here at VOCNation.com. So just call in and anytime. Our broadcast podcasts are great. And so whatever your flavor, whatever your pleasure, we got it right here at VOCNation.com. Support us on Pro Wrestling Tees at ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation as well. A lot of T-shirts on sale, including WWE Retro, one of yours truly, The Four Faces of Stroh. And buy some Papa Stroh merch. I got new Papa Stroh merch on sale at my official website, thestroh.com/merchandise, for all ages, including pets. So get your Papa Stroh merch today for Christmas and the holiday season for you and your family. And if you'd like to donate to yours truly, Papa Stroh, buy me a cup of coffee and tips, et cetera. And thank you for those who have already donated. But if you'd like to donate, send them my PayPal at paypal.me, M as in Mary, E as in Eat, /Papa Stroh. And all together, that's paypal.me/Papa Stroh. If you'd like to book Papa Stroh for your event, film, television, commercial, endorsements, Comic Cons. Oh, I do a lot these days. Raider interviews, charities, you name it. Speaking engagements, autograph signings, wrestling events, commentary, you name it. If you'd like to make me your influencer for your company, I'm your guy. I have my own influencer page, actually. Go to influence.co/Papa Stroh, I think. Influence.co/Papa Stroh. And if you'd like to book me for that and then some, hit me up, strohfoya@yahoo.com. It's STRO, number 4YA, @yahoo.com. If you'd like to be a special guest, upcoming episode of WCW Retro, hit me up as well. WCW Retro@yahoo.com. It gets you some exposure, if you will, on the show. And with that, let's we got a caller here. Let's do this. 843 area code. It's Starrcade night. Build your own Starrcade show. This should be exciting. Welcome to WCW Retro.
I just want to book you. No, I'm just kidding. What's up, man?
Hey! This is Amazing Velvet. Welcome back, brother. How you been, man?
What's up, man? Oh, I've been rough,
so
man.
Great.
Just hanging in there.
Oh, man. So good to hear from you,
just
man. I've been giving my thoughts and prayers, brother.
Oh, I know. I appreciate it.
Man,
yeah.
It's so good to hear your
Starrcade.
Voice, man. Yeah, man. I was hoping you would call in and get your thoughts on building your own Starrcade show,
well,
man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw earlier today scrolling through social media, and somebody asked, "What would your War Games team be?" Of course, this is Starrcade, so
right.
We'll have a 10-man tag match. So,
oh my!
My 10-man tag was this. It was. It started out with Jake the Snake Roberts,
right?
Roddy Piper.
Oh my goodness!
Nick Bockwinkel.
Oh, wow.
Larry Zbysko.
Oh, man. Oh,
and Don Morocco.
Oh, together. Oh, my God.
Could you imagine that team? Just think about that for a minute. You got...
digest that, guys. Oh, my God.
To digest that is hard because, A,
yes.
Between Jake and Roddy, unpredictable mayhem.
Oh. No doubt.
You got Nick Bockwinkel and Larry Zbysko who can mat wrestle with the best of them or beat you up. Okay.
Absolutely.
And then you got Don Morocco who's just a monster of a man.
Oh.
Who
still the
in
biggest
his own
I've
right,
ever seen in my life.
Oh my God. But in your own right, a terrific wrestler.
Yes.
So where do you fall on a line if you put – I don't care if you put the Four Horsemen and somebody else against this team. Nothing to take away from the Four Horsemen by any means, but this team here is so unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody would realize the psychology that would be going on with just this team alone.
No, and the Four Horsemen would tell you that with these guys.
Yeah, they worked pretty much every one of those guys. And that's, I mean,
yes.
Still, it's like, really? Because I wanted to put something
that's
together
solid
that nobody
come,
would ever think of. And I listen to these people talk about all different variations of the Horsemen and putting all these people together with whoever and whatever. And it just pales in comparison. I think I shut that that thing down when I put that on there. I think they stopped talking. So,
they're shocked.
Probably, because I haven't seen any more posts on that since then.
But, who in the world would these guys face? I'm dying to hear this.
That's the whole thing. Who would you – I mean, you'd have to come up with something equally insane. You know, to think about it. I mean, I don't know. To be honest with you, when I spent my cookies on putting that team together, put it that way, and I was like, I don't even know.
Doubt.
I said the same thing to myself. Who would face this team? And I went, I'm done. I'm not even going to think about it.
Yeah. God, I mean, it rattles the brain because, I mean, this is a solid team as you can ever put together.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there'd be some doubters or whatever, or people would like to go, well, I get this team, and fine, that's great. Everybody has their opinion. But just if you just sat there and thought about and looked at it on paper and looked at each person.
Right.
And say, like you said, they're on the same team. Yeah, that's what I said, too, when I was done thinking about it and wrote it all down. I said the same thing. I went, holy crap. All these personas on the team.
Oh my God!
But
I mean, the only thing that could you would think of is like people, some of the great talents that they feuded with in past years that you can put together. Because I mean,
right?
Yeah, other than that, it's like I mean, these guys, this team would be amazing.
Oh, absolutely! And even if you put guys like a Triple H or a Rock or Stone Cold, they still would pale in comparison to the talent those five guys have, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Because it was a different era.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, everybody in their era was great for their era. And everybody goes, well, Stone Cold was back in, he was there. He just didn't.
Right.
He did his own thing.
As
Stunning Steve Austin. Yes, he was back in sort of that era, coming out of that era, but still.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't, it still would pale in comparison, I think. Just my opinion, but
right.
I don't think, like I said, each star of each generation worked differently with a different time period. As we progress into what it is today, everything's different. Could you imagine?
One guy I would love to see go against Morocco from today's generation. One guy I would love to see go against like Morocco and Maverick. You probably could put him on the opposing team from today's generation. Would be Miro.
Okay.
I would love to see Miro and Don Morocco lock up. Man.
See, I can deal with that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, what if your team I assembled? Could you imagine a high-flying team that does all this stuff, and they stand there and move out the way, or they look at them and go, really, this is what you're going to do? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Not happening.
You couldn't put just anybody with those guys. You have to get somebody that would halfway know what they're doing in the ring.
Well, here's my thing.
If they didn't, they would get eat up.
My thing is, hey, you show up They show up to the arena. They get dressed.
Mm-hmm.
They get their marching orders, who they're working, who they're going to face in the ring.
Right.
And they separate them, and they don't, and they keep them apart till they come mm-hmm. out. So let's say we have the Young Bucks and Miro.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe Moxley with Piper, you know.
And Moxley and MJF. Let's just say that.
Yeah, there you go.
So, but you got the high flyers, right? But you.
Right.
They saw who the. Okay, we're wrestling these guys tonight.
They probably faint.
Okay.
You go
and so you guys are all going to be. They see it. They don't get to speak to each other. They get sent to different mm-hmm. dressing rooms until they're timed.
Right.
And they're called out, and they go to the ring, and then the bell rings.
That's where we used to do it.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. These young guys would be lost.
Oh, my God.
I think Moxley could handle himself. I think MJF and Miro could. I think the Young Bucks would get the crap beat out of them.
Oh, bless their hearts.
Could you imagine Jake the Snake grabbing one of them and just going with the flow? And all of a sudden just turns around and knocks the just bejesus out of one of them.
No,
that match would be over.
Between him and Zabisco, oh my God.
Oh, Zabisco would stretch it. Zabisco would have him on the mat, pulling his mouth to his butthole. I mean,
I'll never forget Sean Waltman, Pac, man, with.
Yeah.
X-Pac, we're talking about the night that LaBisco hooked him in a front face lock on Nitro and locked it in. Oh, you can see
Sean's
arm flapping up in the air. Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to wrestle LaBisco back in the day. Heck no.
Well, sir, man, he's tough to
I'd have been
come,
good.
Man.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course, he was a jiu-jitsu and another martial art, too. So
and you can tell a lot of times you get in the ring with him, you can tell the way he's the stance he makes.
Good.
You can tell he has
stance.
That jiu-jitsu the background. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he was an all around smart guy. You know, he wasn't
mm-hmm.
dumb. You know, he could tell mm-mm. whether you were top heavy or bottom heavy or balanced.
Mm-hmm.
He knew all that by the time.
And man, he could get heat.
Stance
oh
was.
My goodness, he can get some heat.
Oh my God, I love this heat.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It was awesome.
My thing would be that is great, but I would
mm-hmm.
love to have seen Roddy Piper still be alive. And roll up on MJF and go. So you're the new kid, huh? And tear him
classic.
A new one on the mic. And tear him a new one on the mic. Because you know he could.
That'd be one for the ages.
Piper could have just had the mic and just free flown and pretty much made him feel the size of an ant.
Oh, yeah. He could do that, too. Oh, my God.
Oh my
no one
God.
Could talk like Piper, man. Oh.
No. No. That's why I say MJF is this era's. Piper, but the promo between him and Punk was okay.
Yeah.
Punk should have come back a little more, but I think he's
mm-hmm.
saving it for some reason, and I don't know what that would be.
I had that feeling, too, that he was saving a lot of his good stuff for later.
He kind of held back and all that. So my thing is they need to let them flow. Let them do their thing and see what happens, where it goes. Let them flow it. Let them. They're not gonna look bad either way. Let them do it.
No.
Let them do it.
Cut them loose, man. Let them do their thing.
Right. Because they're two right now that could probably just do that on a regular basis, weekly on live television.
Oh, right. Oh God, they get a whole show around that segment.
That's the point. That let them go, let them do it. You know, just have somebody in there calling the time. You know, if they got 18 minutes of the opening of the show, make sure they know from the time they get out there to the time they start talking, you know, somebody's got to call, like the ref. If there's a ref in there, hey, time, man, you know, you got 6 minutes. You know, let somebody be in there.
And when they finally lock up, man, there should be no AEW Dynamite or Rampage or Dark. This should be an actual pay-per-view when they actually, because, I mean, that's money right there.
Don't waste it. Exactly. Don't wait. That's what Bischoff's saying. Tell a story, make a build-up, do something. Just don't have matches to be having matches.
Oh, yeah, Eric's right.
You know,
he's so right on the ball on that.
Because he sees what they're doing with Punk and MJF. That's telling a story. That's building to a pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just going to put Miro with Sammy Guevara just for tonight on Dynamite, and then we won't readdress that. We'll just be at a one and done. Why would you do that?
Yeah,
see, that's what he's
saying. One thing I didn't understand about Cody and Andrade the other night, the street fight they had. You know, they had flaming tables and all that kind of craziness. I'm thinking, how did this feud get to this level? There was no story built. Yeah. I didn't get it. You know what I mean? I was like, doing that kind of match out of the blue like that. It's like,
Right. And Bischoff said, not only did Bischoff say, you know, tell your story, but don't be a copycat. Do something new. Come up with something different. You know, come up with your own style and philosophies. He goes, and here again, he said it again. He goes, don't do what we did. We were too busy watching the competition to take care of our own business. Don't do that.
Yes.
Don't worry about them. Worry about yourself.
You know,
if
more companies were like that,
they
probably we would have a lot more companies around today if they didn't do all that.
And wrestling would be that much more popular and that much more successful.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And if WWE sells to Disney, it's a wrap. That's over for WWE to be over. You might as well just put Mickey Mouse and Goofy in the damn ring at that point. Because they don't know nothing about wrestling, and they're not going to hire anybody that knows anything. They're going to look at the entertainment, so the matches are going to get worse.
Yeah, that's what happened to WCW and AOL, because AOL, they didn't give a crap about wrestling. And they got sold in there, and that's feels like the beginning of the end.
They did not. Well, Disney's going to make it a show. It's going to be a production. Okay.
Oh, God.
So are they going to start dancing and stuff now?
Seeing the way they've had all these old franchises,
you're bring back
Fandango? It's a frightening thought.
You're going to bring back Fandango and Disco Inferno to be a new tag team? They're going to dance their way?
They might as well just buy out Dancing with the Stars. And just look.
Pretty much, because you know what? Because you know, here's the thing. Think about this for a minute, okay? I know we're getting off the rails of Starcade, but think about this for a minute. They do buy it. The McMahons are out. All of them. Triple H is out. Everybody's out. What are they going to do? What's Triple H going to do?
Yeah.
Is he going to beg for a job at AEW? Are they going to hire him as an executive, a wrestler, a trainer? What are they going to do with him? First of all, I wouldn't do that.
No.
I'd be like, no, man. No, we're good. Okay for now. Because we see that going in the toilet. And, yes, you were good with NXT, but you're probably not going to be good with us. And I wouldn't do it.
You know, I could see him actually starting his own company if WWE sold out to Disney rather than jumping ship to the other side. Because of the fact that, he's so entrenched in the McMahon family, and, you know, he wouldn't do anything to go against the family.
But he knows the production, but he knows how to do the production. He knows all that stuff. He's been behind the scenes.
Yeah.
He's seen all that stuff, which is good, but you got to surround yourself with better people, though.
Right.
You
That's
know?
What I'm saying. I'm thinking he would do his own thing, you know what I mean, rather than go to the other guys.
If that would happen. If I were him, you better keep William Regal.
Employ
William Regal. That's all I got to say.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
But anyway,
that's
Starcade. So, what would – I was thinking about this while we were talking. So, So you got to have a heavyweight title match.
Yeah.
So.
Something that's been building for a while, you know what I mean? Because that was Starrcade was all about, the feuds that would, like, culminate.
Correct.
One big grand event.
Yeah,
you know?
Run huge, right, to the end. But here again, do we do it today's era? Do we do it yesteryear? Do we do it what could have been? Because you have to have, like you said, it has to have a build-up.
Right.
And
that's the story behind it, right.
Yeah, you got to because, I mean, that's like Kurt Angle wrestling Ric Flair on Monday Night Raw with no build-up, no nothing. It was a last-minute switcheroo. They
what
wrestled.
What was that? That was crazy.
They wrestled, and they never worked again.
Oh, so much they could have done with
Flair
that. Oh, my God.
Flair's like, had no clue. He goes, I'm wrestling Angle. He goes, why am I wrestling Angle? And they go, well, we need somebody to wrestle Kurt. Oh, okay, well, what happened to who he was working with? Well, we scrapped that. You work him. So he said, I went out there, I worked Angle, and we did what we needed to do, but it didn't make sense because the very next week, they had him doing something different and me doing something different.
Right. And Kurt's one of those guys that could have been a star in any era.
Wrestling. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Hey, can you imagine him at Flair at Starrcade? Back
in
the day?
God.
Oh, tremendous.
Oh, that was amazing. It would put it aside.
I'd be front row.
But if it wasn't housed in a humongous stadium and sold out just for that, then you were doing it an injustice. And the fans would have done that match an injustice.
You've heard Hogan and Flair both talk about how they really missed the ball back when they're both in their primes about putting them together at that WrestleMania or Starrcade.
Yeah.
Can you imagine both of them in their prime?
Money.
At either event.
We'd still be talking about it.
Yes. We'd
still be talking about
it.
You know, I mean.
It just blows my mind that neither company put them in a WrestleMania or Starrcade during their prime, two of the biggest stars at their time. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It just, I don't know. That's a drop of the ball by WWE actually, or WWF at the time for not doing that.
Another feud I thought they really dropped the ball about before he retired was Hulk Hogan and Bruno Sammartino.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
That one just floors me, just thinking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's money.
And
back in that era,
God,
that's money.
No, can you imagine the money to get it brought in for that?
Oh, my God. Yeah. And here again, it goes to show you the mindset of the McMahons. That they drop the ball a lot of times with a lot of people.
Right.
I mean, and they've done a lot of wrestlers dirty as they got older. I mean.
Yeah.
Politics,
man. It's a killer.
Yeah, but Bob Backlund should have never been gone from WWF.
Oh, my
ever.
God.
Even after he lost the title, he still should have been there working cards, working matches to build to something. No. When he lost the title and then Hogan got it from Sheik, you never saw Backlund again.
Yeah.
Only in the dumb roles of doing the dumb stuff he was doing. He didn't work again. He didn't work again.
I wish I would have done more Backlund. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
When he came back that time, I was like, God, I wish I could get away with him. I mean, he was
right?
amazing.
Exactly. And that's just, but dropping the ball.
Yeah, Bret Hart loves Bob Backlund, by the way. I mean, he gets enough, he loves Backlund to death.
What's not the love?
You know,
right,
because he would talk about how great Bob Backlund was, you know what I mean? And,
right.
Oh, man.
So we have to build a championship match for Starrcade. I would say if we're doing any previous ones or a combination of here or there, I would have liked to have seen a Ric Flair Dusty Rhodes Starrcade for the title. Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I think that would have been a good moneymaker. Not only that, I think it would have sold, being that they've been had an on-again, off-again feuds over the years. You know, you could have turned it right back to Ric Flair being a heel again and jumping Dusty Rhodes with the Four Horsemen or whoever was around, you know.
They carried
at the time.
It, man. Those earlier Starrcades, him, Flair and Dusty carried it, man.
Oh, yeah, they carried him. Exactly. I think Dusty and Flair in the cage for an hour would have been spectacular.
Oh, God. Can you imagine giving them like an Iron Man stipulation kind of like with Bret and Shawn? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That look right there. Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Absolutely.
Tremendous.
I mean.
There's so much. Oh, my God. Those two. Whew.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one match I thought that Dusty would have had, I thought she should have had if they were to book him in the first Starrcade before he got the Flair, was the kind of wrap things up with this feud with Kevin Sullivan.
Ooh.
Because it was really hot at the time from Florida. And, you know, Flair had Harley that night. But I kind of, on the other matches, I was thinking, man, I wish you could have had a Dusty and Kevin Sullivan in some type of stipulation match. You know what I mean?
That would
Because, I mean,
awesome.
their feud was amazing in Florida, man. Oh, my God.
Got another one.
Yeah. But Flair Dusty, man. Oh, my God. Didn't get any bigger than that.
No. I mean, an hour in a cage for the title? On
a
big stage at a Starrcade? Come on.
I've heard Arn Anderson say many times that he was intimidated by Dusty in the locker room. Because Dusty was like having like a movie star.
Larger
back,
than
man.
Life.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He's larger than life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Dusty was a character, and Dusty knew it, and he played it up, man. You can't say that man did not have fun in the business. He had fun.
Oh, and my God, you could listen to Dusty talk forever. His promos were just on a whole new level.
Exactly. Another one. Freestyle. Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go. Just talk
God,
about Rick
can you
Fly.
Imagine him? we've talked how great Piper was and everything and MGF and Punk and everything. Can you imagine Dusty cutting loose today, man? Oh, my God.
On one of them? Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing.
MGF, oh you are not no little punk.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. You know, that promo that Dusty did with his son, with Dustin, right? I'll never forget it. To this day, every time I watch it, I still get chills, man. What a great promo that was.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Oh, unreal.
Dusty.
But yeah, it'd be fun to see
man.
Dusty go off. You know what I mean? I even liked him on commentary, right? Oh, he was a jewel on commentary, too, Dusty was.
Oh, man. Great stuff.
They're in the latest bathroom, baby. They're in the latest bathroom. Need to get them out of there. They're messing with the toilet paper, baby. Oh, my God. Dusty's great.
Oh, Dust. Oh, but Dust, like I said, he had fun. And he knew it, too.
Yeah.
You know, he enjoyed it. You know, I'm sure it was being rough at times. And hush. And a problem at times, because wrestling business can be. You know that as well as I do. It can get hinky. It can get crazy. It can get, stressful.
Yes.
So, but he, I knew he managed it very well, because he had fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and creative, and he did a lot of things for a lot of people behind the scenes that isn't talked about very much. I know Seth Rollins even gives a lot of praise to Dusty for helping him, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. You know, on the action Starcade, that would have been cool. And to come up, putting two eras together from, like, the Dave's era and in the past. And in a way, I could see a lot of – they have a lot of things in common. It's real. Can you imagine Adam Page and Magnum TA locking up the Starcade?
Ooh.
Two of the biggest fan favorites from the past and present era.
That's intriguing, actually. That's an intriguing thought and matchup. Very – Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it really makes you think.
How about a Kenny Omega and Chris Benoit, or Kenny Omega and Eddie Guerrero?
Kenny Omega, Eddie Guerrero, oh, God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the buildup of those two?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And you can put either one in different situations, like you can easily see vice versa with Eddie being the baby face and Kenny being the heel, and vice versa. You can see Kennedy being the baby face and Eddie being the heel. So either way, you get a winner. You know what I mean?
You get a winner every time.
Yeah. Oh, they're like mirror images almost, because they both have the explosive style in the ring, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Kenny Omega and Eddie Guerrero. That's two matches off the bat, man. Oh, them and Magnum TA and Adam Page. Oh, my God. Adam, what a card already.
No, right? Well, we got to have the tag team of all tag teams.
Yes.
Have the young Bucks. And
yeah,
I'm not going to say the Midnight Express. I'm not even going to say the Rock and Roll Express. I'm going to say the Young Bucks will have to face Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Jay Youngblood.
Oh, yes. Oh, God. That would be tremendous.
Absolutely.
And you know, Steamboat and Youngblood, they'll push them. Because they're notorious for that back in the day.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, they'll push everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And Slaughter complained about that a lot. When they were
their cardio was unreal, man.
Yeah,
their cardio was unreal, bro.
When Slaughter, I heard an interview. Well, after he retired, he was talking about. They asked him about wrestling a certain tag teams, and he goes, "Who gave you the most trouble?" He goes, "Not that it was the most trouble, but they were insanely good and pushed you." And he was talking about Steamboat and Youngblood. And he goes, when they were the NWA Tag Team Champions, Knodel and Slaughter, and they were going all over the territory, and wrestling, and they wrestled for like 2 months everywhere. And he goes, it was like, can we get your break tonight and see what, and disappoint the fans?
Right.
And Slaughter's like, I'm a big dude. And?
Yeah,
that's
I remember Steamboat telling him at the time that him and Youngblood faced Brody and Hanson in Japan, right?
Oh, Lord.
And they thought they would kind of, you know, test them and see how good their cardio was. And they were like, I'll be doggone. They were keeping up with us and then some. We couldn't believe how great their cardio was. Hanson and Brody
exactly.
were like going just like, you know what I mean?
Well, because those guys were doing an hour before they were. If you think about it, think about all the feuds all over the place between Lawler and themselves and other people, Andre. They were doing an hour before Steamboat and them were doing an hour.
Yeah.
So,
I really think Steamboat and Netflix could bring out the best in the buck. I really think they could.
I think they could, too, and I think the the fast pace and then, you know, slowing down to hit another one. I think Steamboat Youngblood will push them as well.
Well, why don't we up the ante?
Okay.
Can you imagine the Usos against Steamboat and Youngblood?
Oh.
Jimmy and Jay, man.
Oh, my God.
Those guys are
absolutely
great, man. Like all the modern teams.
They are.
The Usos definitely one of my favorites.
Absolutely. Me too. I agree with that. There's not many great tag teams in WWE. They are one of them. They're the
mm-hmm.
best they have, to be honest with you. That
oh,
would
yeah.
be awesome. Could
oh,
you
God.
Imagine the build
Absolutely.
Up for that with the soft yeah. monotone Ricky Steamboat from back in the day and Jay Youngblood
mm-hmm.
being all excited, and then these guys come out and go, what do you fools think y'all doing?
Yes. Oh, you can see it coming together already, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, what are you talking about?
Oh, man.
These two fools right here think they from the islands. Got one Indian and one idiot from Hawaii.
Oh, man. Yeah, oh, I can picture in my head, man. It's easy to do. Oh, gosh.
That's freaking great. Oh, my God.
Oh, I would love to see that, man. God almighty. That would be gold.
Yeah.
We got Steve, Professor Steve, join us here.
Yeah.
He can jump in on the
Steve-o.
Phone. Steve, great brother. Tonight's building your own Starcade night, man. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Just listening in. I don't have a card. Just
we just
thinking of matches
one.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, we're just
kind of
putting it all together. So. So feel free to join in, you know.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we're just talking about tag teams. Like, we got excited thinking about Usos facing Steamboat and Youngblood.
Ooh. Somebody
that
we skipped over. Somebody we skipped over.
Oh. Okay, who's that?
I would like to see Owen Hart and Adam Page.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a match. Can you imagine?
That...
Especially like
or,
a heel Owen Hart.
Yep.
I guess that'd be tremendous.
Absolutely. Just phenomenal worker.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. Between the two of them, I mean, come on. You're going to get
That'd be a show stealer right there. Owen Hart and Adam Page, man.
Yeah, you probably overlook it. Okay, yeah. And it probably would steal the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wherever it was on the card, it was still going to, I agree, it would steal the show. That would be
oh, yeah.
something special.
Yeah,
it
would.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Steve, we just talked about the possibility of Kenny Omega taking on Eddie Guerrero, man. Can you imagine?
Oh, that'd be great for sure. I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Be amazing.
Well, let's keep going. This card's getting great. I'm excited. I'm bringing out the popcorn.
getting my ticket ready.
What about
yes.
What about Barry Windham versus Brody Lee?
Oh my God. Yes. Can you imagine the build up with those two? Oh man.
I know
Wow.
I know Cody Rhodes compared Adam Page to Barry Windham, but I'd love to see Barry and Brody go at it because they're two big guys. They can go.
Yes. The Battle of the Lariats.
Right.
Oh, man. Love it. That'd be tremendous. And they match up so well. And they're both tall guys. You know what I mean? Big, tall guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That would be great. And you can build up some kind of stipulation that for that Starrcade later on that year. You know, you can build them up for something really big.
Right. Like a TNT title or a U.S. title.
Oh, yeah. Especially like, you could see, like, can you imagine if, like, say, Barry was still with the Horsemen? And Brody still was with the Dark Order. And, like, maybe almost like you can have, like, a Lumberjack-style deal ringside with, like, the Horsemen and the Dark Order.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be tremendous. Yeah. And Barry still had the glove, like Blackjack, you know,
yeah.
and Brody doing the – oh, dude, that'd be tremendous.
Yes, it would.
God, this card's getting great, man. Excited. Matter of fact, we've talked about, Steve, of the possibility of Adam Page wrestling Magnum TA at one point.
Yeah, that was...
I love
that. Was
man, I could only play that in your head.
Yes. Because, you know, you think about it, they have a lot of similarities in looks and style and everything.
Yes, they do. And size.
Both very popular for their time. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, who else we got, man? I'm getting excited. This is getting good.
I'm trying to put a six-man together. I got one team. I don't have my other team.
Oh, six-man, yes. Bring on the six-man.
Good.
What about, I've mentioned this before, but Von Erichs versus Wyatt family.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? The Wyatt.
I know.
That's a show stealer.
Yeah, I'd love to see Bray in there with Kerry or Kevin for sure.
That's a show stealer right there.
God. That's heavy. Can you imagine the buildup with that? I mean, they can get Wyatt can get a lot of heat with the Von Erichs, too.
Right. And Bray. When Brody passed away, Bray said that him and Brody, like, Brody was with Terry Gordy, so that's why, like,
yeah.
I thought of it after the fact.
Now, you want to talk about it? Oh, God. Can you imagine if you throw them and the Freebirds in the mix? Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
Ah, man. They could have, like, some type of street fight or something, you know, at Starrcade. To see who the better team is. That'd be amazing. And knowing the Wyatt, it'd be like almost like a Clockwork Orange style match where they can do all kinds of bizarre, crazy stuff.
Right.
Oh my God. That'd be awesome. Well, this card's getting great.
Okay. The Varsity Club.
Oh, yeah.
Versus the Inner Circle, which would be.
Oh, my God.
What's their name? The tag team in the Inner Circle.
PMP, Proud and Powerful. Santana and Ortiz.
Yeah, Santana and Ortiz, yeah. Throw anybody in that. Jericho or Sammy or whoever as their tag team partner.
Daniel, on the Varsity Club, you have Dr. Death, Mike Rotunda, and Rick Steiner, right? And, of course, Kevin Sullivan.
You'd have to have Dr. Death versus Jake Hager in there.
Oh, yes. Dr. Death and
or
Jake
even
Hager.
go to the other Varsity Club, which was Mike Rotunda and the Steiners.
Mm-hmm.
Could use that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that you can, too. The Steiners and Tanner Ortiz, man. Ooh, can you imagine?
Hey, daytime, come on.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Awesome. Can you imagine the build-up for
that,
too?
Can you imagine the
promos with Sullivan and Jericho?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
so
oh, my
good.
God.
So good. So good.
That'd be great.
So
that'd be
good.
Awesome. God, I would love to see that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Man, this is great.
There's another one you can put a
stipulation on, too.
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I'm just thinking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll have the silly match of the night.
We're going to have them.
Rufus Hall, Freight Train Jones, and the Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant, tagging up to face the Butcher and the Blade.
Yes. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
The Blade hit me so hard, put me in the hospital. He stepped on my crown.
You think Paul Jones could get along with the Bunny at ringside?
Oh, yeah. He'd be smoking a cigarette halfway through the match for drinking his beer. I'm like, y'all ain't done
yet? Oh, my goodness.
I'm finished. Y'all ain't finished.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, Butcher and Blade and Rufus and Jimmy Boogie.
You
got
to do that. You got to have one of those type matches where it's unbelievable
from
the get-go. Like, who put that match together? And then it turns out to be either great or hysterical.
Oh, yeah. They could have a lot of fun building that one up.
Oh. Especially Boogie.
Because I think Butcher and Blade are such a throwback as a team. The deal, you know,
they
from
are.
Yesteryear, the
you know,
look and everything,
and,
yeah.
And the Blade has dropped a lot of weight.
He looks really good.
He looks really good, and his cardio is way up there now. He can actually go for a hot minute instead of you can see he was struggling when he was heavier. Now he's not struggling at all.
You mean the Butcher?
Really good. I mean, the Butcher.
Yeah.
You're right. My bad.
He looks good,
man. With all the tattoos. Yeah. He lost a lot of weight, man.
Alistair, Malachi Black is, I think he's teasing a House of Black faction, and I really wish he would recruit Butcher and Blade, because I think they'd fit his aesthetic for sure.
Oh, what a great team they would be. What a great team
absolutely.
They would be, yeah. Yeah, I could see them together, too. You know what I mean?
I mean, because if you look at AEW as a whole, everybody's got their own factions, teams, partners, whatever. I mean, it's just like all over the map with that, which I'm okay with. But as long as you give me something to go on, then, you know, like we said earlier, build something. Don't just, Butcher and Blade are wrestling private party tonight. Well, what happened? Why are we doing that? You know, just don't be making matches to be making matches. You know, your opening, your mid-card, and your semi-main and main events all need to be told a story. You need to tell a story from the start of the show to the finish of the show as well. And they're just not, they lull sometimes in the middle of the show. It's like, okay, why are we doing this here? You know, I mean, we can criticize everything till we're blue in the face. That's what we do. We do that with everything. You know, we're talking about putting these matches together and Go ahead, Steve.
I know I already said a Dr. Death match earlier, but what about Dr. Death versus Killer Cross?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cross?
Yeah. He's mentioned Dr. Death as an influence, too, so I think that'd be really good.
Yeah, that would be solid. Him and Dr. Death, man. Yo, no doubt. No doubt.
Go ahead. It's either be bruises, broken bones, or shattered teeth.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. I could build up Cross as a major heel for Dr. Death and for the build up that Starrcade. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
This is more of a current versus current match, but I really want Malachi Black versus Jason Kincaid. I think those two could be magic together.
Oh, yes. My God. Yeah. And Kincaid, God, is there times it's hard to keep up even when I was in the ring with him. So I can imagine him and Malachi Black just turning it out. You know what I mean?
Just for the double sit-down spot alone where they just had the stare down like him and Buddy Murphy did with Alistair,
That'd be tremendous. Oh, my God. There is some international flavor for you guys.
Okay.
Suzuki from Japan, that's been with AEW a few times. Now I think he's doing stuff with Impact now. Can you imagine a Starrcade build-up match with him and the Great Muta?
Ooh,
that would be good. That'd be intense.
Yeah, and Suzuki, the big-time heel leading up to the babyface Muta.
Him and Liger had a really good matchup in one of Liger's last matches.
Oh, I love that. Those guys are great.
You know, since you mentioned Suzuki, I saw Dutch Mantel kind of say that Suzuki versus Bryan wouldn't be a draw, so I thought in my head, man, I'd love to see Dutch Mantel versus Minoru Suzuki.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. That would be good.
Yes, sir.
Oh, jeez, that'd be crazy.
Two smaller but badass guys going at it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what? Here's two guys I've always wanted to see hook up, and you know no one did anything with them. And I'm thinking, God, can you imagine a built up through a Starrcade with these guys, Haku and Samoa Joe?
Oh.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
That would be amazing.
Just thinking about that. Oh my God.
Ooh,
I think
my
you could
goodness.
Put. Either Joe in there or Jeff Cobb.
Can the arena hold that?
Right?
Can the arena hold it?
Yep, I could see them doing a false count anywhere or something like that, Starrcade.
Oh, they would have to do something. It'd have to be, absolutely.
A lot like Brody and Abdullah back in the day, or Brody and Hanson facing each other, you know what I mean? Would they have those false count anywhere matches?
Yeah, I got one for you.
Okay.
Brian Cage and Big Van Vader.
Oh, my goodness. That would be great.
Yeah, that would be.
And, you know, Cage could, I really think a guy like Cage could hold his own with Vader.
I think so.
That's not saying it lightly either, because Cage is a tremendous athlete.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I want to know why he's not been on AEW. Steve, do you know the answer to that?
Who, Brian Cage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I knew too, because I think
did he not sign a contract? Did he let it run out or what? Because
I haven't heard anything.
He's running some of the bigger indies. He's been in MLW and he's holding some other title. I don't know if it's a California promotion or a Texas promotion he's holding a title for. I saw that recently. I don't know why he's not with. I mean, if you're going to be kicked out of the group with Taz, at least align yourself with somebody. Or if not, do your own thing. I mean, I don't care.
They're so missing the boat with Brian Cage, man, AWS. I mean, that guy's
amazing. That's the point.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's one of the biggest guys you've got.
Him and Vader, like you mentioned him and Vader, you know, the matches, some of the best matches I've seen Vader have were with guys like Sting, where that they had, like, such great chemistry together in the ring and great matches.
Right.
I can see Vader and Cage having those type of him and Sting matches and having that same chemistry.
Yeah, I just think that would be an amazing match.
It really would. That's a great one. All these matches have been great. Oh my goodness.
Hell, I'd like to see a Brian Cage and Big E match.
Oh. Now those guys would match up really well. Brian Cage and Big E. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Absolutely. I like Brian Cage. I think he got a raw deal at the end of the little thing. With losing the FTW belt and all that bull crap, and then all of a sudden he disappears. I think he came back for one or two shows after that, and then he's gone. I'm like, what the hell's going on with that? I mean,
but you're right. A match with Big E and Brian Cage, man, that'd be classic.
I think it would be very. It could go one of two ways. Or you could have both in the same match, where it could be hold for hold, move for move, or then just pure power for power. I mean, I think they both could hold their own with that.
Absolutely.
I think it would be amazing to see.
I want to see that match right now. Start this feud on Raw, for God's sake. Please.
Right, let's go!
No doubt.
But what's that dude?
That's
another one. I'd like to see that Hammerstone guy work either one of those guys. I don't know that Brian Cage has worked Hammerstone. He probably has, but I haven't seen it. And
that's
a big man. That's a big dude.
Yes, it is.
He's scary, dude. Yes, the first time I saw him, I was like, "Holy cow! I got to watch this."
Right.
But he can go.
Oh, goodness.
For a big man, he can go. So I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little impressed.
He's really
I'm a little impressed here. But that would be something to see.
We got to give my boy Walter somebody to step in the ring
Walter,
with at Starcade.
Ooh,
yeah, I love some
let's
Walter.
Think about
man.
That a minute. Let's think about that a minute.
Hey, what about Walter versus Fritz von Erich?
Oh my goodness. That'd
okay,
be wild.
He just jumped right off the ship. That's a good one.
What about Walter and Hansen? Stan Hansen.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh
yeah,
my god, that'd be hard hitting right there.
Wow. Hansen and Bob Morocco.
Cut him loose. Yeah. Oh. Oh, my God. Don Morocco is another one. In his
Ooh.
Prime?
Yeah. Hansen? No. Walter and Ken Patera.
Ah. Oh, my goodness. That'd be amazing. God, can you imagine those guys would create havoc.
Oh, please. It'd be a nuts match. Somebody who hit the other one last is going to win.
Can you imagine Heenan bringing in a Walker to take out Kid Patera at the Starcade?
Oh, that's got to.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you could see a good manager like that bringing Walker in and say if a Kid Patera was a babyface. He'll turn baby. Like, you know, remember he turned his back on Bobby Heenan's family and became babyface. You can tell that kind of story where, you know, Heenan's looking for revenge for Patera walking out on the family, so he brings in Walter from the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. They could be a little, oh my God. He's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, you got me. Now I'm jazzed.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
I would love to have seen if Dustin Rhodes was still Goldust. I would love to see Goldust and Exotic Adrian Street do a program together.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine?
Or
triple threat match. Just throw Adrian Adonis on top of it.
Oh, Adonis. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. And can you imagine if he still had his, like, flower shop?
Flower shop, and they all get interviewed in the flower shop.
Yeah. That'd be insane. Oh, my God.
It would be great. What are you talking about? Freaking amazing.
That'd be great TV. Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, that right there, people would be like, we love Piper's Pit, but we want to see the flower shop. Be quiet a minute.
Oh, wow. Those three would be amazing together.
Now, I got an off-the-wall one. I have an off-the-wall match.
Okay.
Okay? Because this is something that I would love to see this person just take the skin right off of this other person. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wahoo McDaniel versus Roman Reigns.
Ooh, God, can you imagine?
But Wahoo gets him in the corner and starts laying them leather chops on him and him. Big old meaty hands of his.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the buildup, especially if Reigns still had the bloodline thing going on?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Wahoo was like the veteran babyface chasing him for the title. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It'd be great. But tremendous. I got chopped by Wahoo. That was not fun. But Wahoo.
No, I'm with you, bro.
Watching him standing in a corner, watching him lay leather to somebody in the other corner, is like, oh, please, Jesus,
God,
don't chop me like that.
Oh, yeah. Like when there were quite a few times I looked down at my chest, threatening to look down at my
chest. What was left of it?
I knew. Yeah. Why got a hold of me? Dear Lord.
He was funny though. He just whispered to me. He goes, keep your chin up. I'll take care of the rest. I'll take care of you. I was like, okay,
yeah.
Yak. I saw my life in.
Well, I know one of our matches. After the match, I'm sitting in the locker room, and during the match, I picked him up in a vertical suplex, right, which was no easy task.
No,
right?
That's a big man.
He comes sits down to make it next to me and said, he shakes his head. He says, you know what? I haven't been suplexed like that since Harley Race. And we're laughing. I was like, well, I wanted to give my chest a break from you chopping me.
Right? I don't want to give my chest a break.
I thanked him for sparing my chest those few moments when I went to pick him up.
Right. I had to do something, sir.
Right. Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, he was great, man.
Can you
imagine walking with Roman Reigns, man?
Oh, that would be, listen, just laying the leather at him in the corner. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. And Paul Heyman going to seek the medics when Reigns, to check on Roman Reigns' chest. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Why would have a field goal with Roman Reigns' chest as big as it is?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
That'd be a great match, though. God.
It would. He'd make him work. Wahoo would make him work for it.
Can you imagine him and the Bloodline getting heat on Wahoo like they did with King Woods, like with the crown and trying to mess with his headdress?
Absolutely.
Headdress.
It would make
so much
better. Yeah, make it so much better.
Oh, man, good heat. Absolutely.
I mean,
people want to see Wahoo just go crazy on him at Starrcade.
Absolutely. I mean, he had his headdress ripped up. Flair had his peacock robe ripped up.
Right.
They rubbed Steamboat's eye on the cement floor and in the mat and rubbed it all nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You think, was it Blackjack that jumped on Rufus's crown?
Yeah.
I mean, so many things have been done over the years. I mean, we can keep going on and on and on.
You know, I can see like a last man standing match or something with Wahoo and Roman Reigns. And if they can build it up right for Starcade.
Listen, I would not want to be the referee in that match. I'm going to tell you something. That's
really, sir?
Hitting.
Oh, my God.
There's going to be some leather slapping. I'd be like, I don't. I'd have said,
oh, even better yet, a strap match. Like an Indian strap match.
Oh. Forget it. Wahoo wins. Wahoo wins.
You win, sir.
No. Wahoo, if you did that, Wahoo would win. I'm sorry.
Bring
Roman
out the nearest
probably
board.
Would tap out. Roman would probably tap out. especially if they used Wahoo strap.
I'm tapping out just thinking about it.
if you use Wahoo's personal strap, yeah. I've seen that. And they beat me with it.
Oh.
No, sir.
Oh, mercy.
I thought I stole something from me, and that's how hard they beat me with that thing. I got chopped. I got chopped as a manager on the outside. I slide in the ring to crawl across the ring, you know, on all fours.
Yeah.
Well, as I look up, there's an Indian in each corner. And I went, I don't know where those guys came from. Because I did it, and I was like,
yeah.
And then Wahoo had this Indian blanket on his shoulder. And I'm like, where'd the blanket come from?
You know,
well,
yet,
he reaches in.
When they
go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me finish this real quick.
Right.
No, it's okay. This is it. He reached into the blanket and pulled out the Indian strap. That was his Indian strap that he used in every one of his matches.
Mm-hmm.
And they proceeded to take turns and beat me as I turned circles to try to get out of the ring. They'd take a piece of the strap, boom, hit me with it. Hit me. I'm like, can I get out of the ring, please?
Yes. What's the nearest exit?
That was one of my welcome to the business, kid.
No doubt. No, I was just going to add to that, can you imagine, you know, if the Roman Reigns had the bloodline out there with him, right? The Usos, right? Can you imagine if he brings out the Young Bloods with Wahoo?
Oh, yeah.
For the big Starcade match. The strap match, whatever.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
That'd be amazing.
Yes, sir.
It's like
Wahoo's bringing
Indian heritage.
Heritage, all
the family.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. The heritage versus the bloodline. Oh, they
can
build it up huge.
Then on the stage, we'll be sitting Alpha and Sika, and on the other side will be Jules and Jay Strongbow.
Yes, they could do the whole nine. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Bring them all out.
Man, that'd
be
tremendous.
Let's say Wahoo wins. Then up on the front of the stage where you come out, those four up there are fighting.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine Tatanka being like the enforcer? Chris Chavis?
Oh. Good luck, sir. That's all I can
tell
you. Good luck.
No
You're
doubt. Oh, man. They can build it up huge. This card really turned a whole new direction.
Did Steve still with us, or he took a powder?
Oh, Steve's back.
Okay.
Hey, Steve, what you got, man? Welcome back, brother.
I'm not sure if they're based off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if they faced off before, but I'd love to see Rey Mysterio versus No Maskness.
Ooh. No Mascaris and Rey Mysterio. What do you think?
Or maybe even a Rey Mysterio Pentagon Jr. match.
Hmm.
Oh, absolutely. Pentagon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, God, that'd be amazing. And can you imagine the build-up for those two?
Crazy.
You know, I'm not sure.
Crazy.
Actually, wait. They probably did do it in WCW, but you could have done the Mysterio Liger as well. As
right.
Matchup.
Oh.
There's a lot of options there.
Right. Or you could do it like, you know, you could do a tag, actually. Rey Mysterio teamed up with the legendary Mil Mascaras against the Lucha Brothers.
Lucha Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Oh, God. And you can build up, like, the reunion, if you will, of one reunion, but the combination of Rey Mysterio and Mascaras. Maybe the Lucha Brothers attack Mil Mascaras at, like, a signing or something, right? And or Rey Mysterio, rather, and he's looking for a partner to take on the Lucha Brothers. And like he said, he's going way back in the past to bring out the legendary of all the luchadors. And here comes Mil Mascaras as
awesome.
A partner. You can really build that up pretty good.
I know Mil Mascaras plays Tiger Mask 2, Masala, I think, in Old Japan, but I'd love to see Tiger Mask 1, Sayama versus the last girls singles match.
That,
interesting.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. That would be good. That would be good. Yeah, two of the greats right there. Two of the greats.
How about all of the Guerreros?
Okay.
All
the Ooh, all the Guerreros.
Against the Dark Order.
Oh, my God.
That'd be pretty good.
Can you imagine? Yeah. That would be really good.
You got so many characters on both sides. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. There's another feud like we were mentioning earlier that, you know, either way, whoever's the babyface or heel, it'd still come out a winner.
Oh, absolutely.
I think, yeah.
Absolutely. I just, my, I think the funny part would be, what's the little guy in Dark Order?
Oh, John Silver?
Yeah, John Silver. He has to face off against Mondo because they're about the same size. That'd be awesome.
Right.
Mondo's,
you know, he's taking on Bryan Danielson next week on the AEW Dynamite. I can't wait.
Yes, he...
I'm excited to see Silver.
Wait.
And that would be cool.
He doesn't get enough credit.
Go ahead,
Silver,
sorry.
Doesn't get enough credit, but go ahead, Steve. Yeah.
He don't. He really doesn't.
I think,
right.
I think Eddie Guerrero and Colt Cabana could have some funny moments in that match too. Like they could both do the double. They could do like a double phantom chair shot. Faint.
Right.
Spot.
That would be good.
You could do Boom Boom Cabana and what's that guy's name? I can't. I had it under my tongue. Oh my God!
Well,
oh yeah. Santino Marella against Boom Boom Cabana. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? That'd
be
comedy gold.
It'd be great. It'd
be tremendous.
I'd pay to see that.
That'd be awesome. And they can make it work, too. Those two can make it work.
Oh, please. Colt Cabana can
Cabana against Bugsy McGraw. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Now you can throw me for a loop. Crazy Bugsy McGraw.
Yeah. I used to love Bugsy McGraw.
That dude is a trip. He is a trip. God, he was a trip.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I love a little top hat he was in the ring with. He had a little top hat.
Oh, yeah. Then he had then
he
and
had
did,
like,
light
the
hat
shuffle.
On. Yeah, he did the curly shuffle. Yes, he did. He certainly did.
Tremendous. Steve, you had something you want to say? Sorry.
No, I just look at was going to say, I mentioned Bugsy on Tuesday. Bray Wyatt compared to Bugsy, or that Bugsy inspired Bray Wyatt somewhat. So I'd love to see those two work against each other in a matchup.
Oh, yeah. God, they would have a good feud, too. I could see Bugsy and Bray Wyatt have one of those, like, dramatic video matches. Like, they've
like
been
a cinematic match?
Cinematic, yeah, cinematic matches. They could make it work, those two.
Oh, speaking of cinematics, Sting versus Undertaker never happened, and it should have, I think.
God, I can't believe we didn't talk about that. Oh, my God, Sting and Undertaker. Oh, my Lord. Can you imagine the buildup of those two? How could that not be a main event match? I mean,
Absolutely.
I think they could have done that Boneyard Graveyard match type cinematic match. Or
yep.
They could have done a six-man tag if they wanted to do an in-ring match in their later years. So that way they wouldn't have to carry the whole match.
You know, taking another way from Taker and AJ, they had a tremendous match at WrestleMania. Their cinematic match, but can you imagine, like, we're talking about a cinematic match with a build-up to Sting and Undertaker?
Oh, it'd be off the charts. Off the charts.
Be amazing. And the entrance is alone with those two.
Oh,
my God.
Exactly.
Tremendous. Mm.
How about
that's one for the ages right there.
Man with a devastating spinning elbow drop, Austin Idol against Chris Jericho.
Yeah. Oh, Austin and Jericho. Can you imagine?
There's
Idol and Jericho.
Promos set up for that.
Oh,
man. My goodness.
That would have been
classic. Promos
alone
would be great.
You could put Austin Idol and Chris Jericho in any generation, they would be gold.
Exactly.
Just, like you said, just
absolutely.
Promos alone.
The promos alone. The match could be crap, but promos alone.
Dwayne, you know, The Rock, he gives a lot of credit to Austin Idol and Jimmy Valiant for helping him in his early years come up with this, like, style and everything.
Right.
And it makes perfect sense. Because, how gifted The Rock is now, it makes perfect sense.
Well, if you listen to the promos back in the day from Idol and Boogie, yes, you can tell.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff,
man.
Austin Idol, Jericho, man.
Because I didn't know that. So if you really sat and thought about that, you probably could see that. Because I did not know that. Just after you said that, I started thinking, wait a minute, what? But their old stuff in the late 70s, early 80s,
mm-hmm.
just like gold. Because you figure in 78 or 79, it was Idolmania well before Hulkamania.
That's right.
You know, and that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But he was smooth talker, though. Boogie was a little fast and heavy. But Idol's
mm-hmm.
a smooth talker now.
Oh, yeah. He had a gift of gab, as I said. Right. we got 843 area code with us. Welcome to WCW Retro.
Hey, Stro, Larry.
Hey, Larry. How you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for calling in, man. It's been a fun night tonight. We're talking about building our own Starcade card, man. We've come up with some great matches and feuds.
Yeah, I have a whole list together, too.
That's awesome. Tell us about it. Whoa, ears.
Okay. Okay, I came up with the two-night version of Starcade. And one of the things I was thinking along the way, too, that there's not going to really be any blow-offs to any feuds. Because a lot of these, I think I could continue to make money. And another good thing, too, is yeah, there's a lot of these I could see, you know, being good programs, and plus you'd want people to turn in the following week.
Right, of course.
Okay, and like I was thinking for the first night, we got Sabu against Mil Mascaras.
Oh, my God. Sabu Mil Mascaras. You hear that, guys?
Yeah, like
it's tremendous.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I had to close.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine the chaos with Sabu? That'd be amazing.
Ooh.
Oh,
ooh,
wow.
What about not to stomp on that, but Sabu versus Macho Man Randy Savage?
Mm.
Oh, jeez, that'd be insane.
Yeah,
that'd be insane.
And I had the Booker
Sabu
notes
Starcade
on this.
Sabu alone would be amazing. Yeah.
Right.
Which I was thinking, like, if it was me, you know, booking this maybe a time limit draw where you could do something like you did with Eddie Guerrero and Dean Malenko in ECW where nobody was really getting ahead.
Oh, God. You think those guys could really make it to a time limit draw? Because Sabu's, like, all ballistic. He in and out of the ring, I mean, I don't know if you can keep a guy like Sabu, like, condensed in the same spot. Just like out of the blue, he just like fly out through the crowd. You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
Oh, my goodness.
Pretty much.
But yeah, Sabu Starcade. Wow, that'd be tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Larry, that's awesome.
And then I had the idea of me, because I don't think Tojo Yamamoto and Mr. Fuji ever wrestled.
Oh, my God. Tojo and Fuji?
And I was thinking a coward waves the flag.
Yes. Oh, man. That'd be tremendous.
And my note on this was maybe having Fuji
get
blinded.
Wouldn't be the best wrestling in that match.
No. Imagine if Fuji got blinded by his own salt and accidentally picks up the flag and then Tojo paints him yellow.
Oh. That'd be tremendous. Can you imagine the ribs alone they would pull on each other in that match? You know, both of the big-time ribbers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, okay, and then we got... Yeah. And then after that, maybe the Blackjacks with Bobby Heenan against the Minnesota Wrecking Crew. Monkhouse match.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Oh, that'd be insane.
Yeah, that'd be dangerous.
That'd be intense. Yeah.
I have Mulligan.
Oh, my God.
And I have Mulligan hitting Gene Anderson with the branding iron to end the match in a knockout.
Oh, my goodness.
Poor Gene.
Well,
Gene gets beat up all the time. Come on.
Yeah. Well, if he can survive a baseball bat from Flair, then, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. Bless him.
But,
and Gene, let me tell you something about Gene, man. He's got what you call, like, tendon strength, like mountain climbers do.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he can bounce from shows because they're deceptively strong. And guys like Regal has it. William Regal has it. Bob Orton Jr. had it. That's why he's able to pick up Hulk Hogan with one arm and break him down with a backbreaker. Because he didn't look it, but he was, like, really strong, right? And so certain guys have it, you know what I mean? Certain people have it. I've seen women, too, that have had some great tendon strength. They didn't look that strong, but, man, they do some amazing stuff. But, Gene had it, too. I've seen him bring a guy down, he was, like, almost 300-pounder on his knees right in front of me one time. Had him crying and begging Gene to let him go just by squeezing the guy's thumb. You know what I mean? That's how
deceptively
strong he is. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
What a match.
And then I have Aaron Stevens and a prime Larry Zbyszko against the Lightning Express for the NWA National Tag Title.
Oh, yeah. That would be great. God. Aaron, you know what? God, you know, there's another guy. We're talking about guys that are entertaining earlier. I mean, Aaron Stevens, man, what an entertaining wrestler he is. The tremendous. And the Lightning Express, are you referring to Brett Armstrong and Tim Horner?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, what a great team. You talk about underrated.
Brad Sims
were awesome. My God. Two of the best. And I've had good matches.
And here I'm,
yeah.
And here I'm thinking about having the Lightning Express pull an upset. And then you have Stevens and Zbyszko throw a temper tantrum, which sets up a feud.
You know what? That could very well happen too. That would be tremendous. Mm-hmm. You know, remember Tim Horner got the upset win on Road Warrior Hawk years ago on Georgia Championship Wrestling.
Yeah.
That was huge.
Yeah. That's true. Mm-mm. That's true. I think they still have the footage of that one on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, they sure do.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And then you got Tommy Rich against Buzz Sawyer, I Quit.
Ha! Oh, man. Memories of the Battle of Atlanta, man.
Oh,
yeah. That awesome feud.
I don't think anybody had an I Quit match at that time frame, if I remember correctly.
I don't think they did either, come to think of it. I mean, I could be wrong.
But that would have...
I didn't... Can you imagine?
Yeah, and I was thinking about having Buzz Tommy win the match, and then Buzz Sawyer goes around like Tully Blanchard did and bows up and down that he never said, I quit.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe restart.
I think I would say they probably take Sawyer to the crazy house afterwards, and he's still like,
yeah,
rapping, I never said I quit. We'll hold a straitjacket, you know.
That would almost, and maybe either have this to restart the feud.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah. You know, I wonder why they never had a Sawyer-Tommy Rich match at a Starrcade, man. God, that would have been great.
I'm trying to think if they ended the program months before that.
Probably they did. But that was something, man.
Okay. And the main event would be, you know, the four Von Erich brothers against the Freebirds, including Garvin, War Games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this will be War Games. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I know, you know, Steve mentioned the Von Erichs and the Wyatt family earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty intriguing.
It would.
And then you have the War Games match you mentioned too. Oh my God, with everybody involved.
Okay,
that would be God. Can you imagine a War Games style match with those two teams?
Yeah, and as far as the four Freebirds, I'm including Jimmy Jam there too.
Jimmy Jam, yeah.
I know that's a
controversial
group with those, but you know, I always like the Freebirds in any incarnation personally.
Oh, yeah, me too. I thought they were great.
Yeah.
We just mentioned Terry Bam Bam Gordy earlier. Steve mentioned
him. Great. And this one I'm having maybe as a finish too, that Mike Von Erich gets blinded by the Freebird hair cream and accidentally ends up submitting.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that'd be tremendous.
So that's night one.
Night one, okay. I'm excited about night two now.
Oh, this is good. Okay. Superstar and Super Destroyer versus Wrestling 1 and 2, Mask versus Mask.
Ho. What a blast in the past that is. And there was like four of the great mask wrestlers at that time.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Oh, man.
Their chemistry was incredible.
What a great buildup that could be, too, leading up to that, those teams.
And I'm thinking about letting this go the time limit and tease it for the next pay-per-view.
Hey, why not? Shoot, I'm down.
Which really and truly, I'm not sure which team I'd want to have unmasked because, you know, either way you could kill their heat.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you can kill it some type of angle. Eventually.
But I'm
thinking.
Well, Well, everybody knew what Mr. Wrestling Tim Woods looked like because he wrestled with and without a mask. So you'd only have one guy really on that team if they went under to take off his mask.
Yeah. That's a good point.
But they would have a solid feud. That'd be really cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would think about teasing it for three time limit draws in a row just to draw the intrigue of is it going to happen or not.
Yeah, you really want to build that one up right with those two.
Okay. And I have Cody and Dustin Rhodes with Dusty against Brad and C.W. Anderson with Ole.
Oh, there's something to think about. Oh, my God.
And
teammate of trash talking to Ole and Dusty be doing it ringside. Oh, it'll be tremendous.
And I'm even thinking in terms of booking to set up a match later, like a War Games or another pay-per-view, is it maybe this match ending up in a double disqualification because Dusty Rhodes and Ole Anderson both got involved?
Oh, yeah. I can definitely see that happening. Yeah. Ole, can you imagine Ole, man? Ole hates everybody.
He hates the world, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So him and Dusty, the war words. Oh, my God.
Hey.
What a great promo work that would be.
What about Ole Anderson? What about Ole Anderson versus Taz? Both FTW type guys.
Maybe happen.
Yeah. Can you imagine trash talking with Ole and Taz? Oh my God!
And a submission match.
Great.
I put those in a submission match.
Yeah. Oh my God! Those two talking trash would be amazing. Oh, I would have tears in my eyes. Just let, and there's those two, there's another situation. Just let them go. Just let them talk. Them do the thing.
Yeah, they would both be entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God. Amazing.
How about the rock
keep going, man. This is awesome.
How about the Rock and Roll Express against the Fabulous Ones?
Kernan Lane. Ah. Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
As far as I know,
team.
They never wrestled
those guys. Man. Two of the most popular teams of their time, man.
Yep.
And
that's
still,
right
still
there.
To this day. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Absolutely. And the build-up would be amazing. Who would you cheer for? Oh, my God.
Well, knowing that I'm not a 13-year-old little girl, I think I'd go with the other team.
Right. Oh, my God.
I'm not part of the teeny bopper squad.
Those poor girls have a hard time. Bless them.
I just thought have a good tag team match. What about
even
the Dudley Boys?
Even
the Dudley Boys versus the Sheepers.
Katie Bordador. Now there's a match to be a false count anywhere right there. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Those two teams would be wild.
But in my match, I was thinking about having a Fabs heel. And Ricky gets a clean pin.
Cool.
And Ricky gets a clean pinfall.
I think at one time, though, Fabs were heel at one time. If I'm not mistaken, like in Memphis or somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
And having Morton get a clean pinfall and then... And then the Fabs attack them after the match and get on the mic demanding a rematch.
Right. That would be really
setting
cool.
up a new possible classic feud.
God, you know, Steve Kern had like one of the best forearm shots, most solid forearm shots I've ever seen by a throw, man. I mean, he could literally knock somebody out with a forearm.
Yeah.
He was solid, man. Steve Kern was awesome.
Now, this one's going to be a shocker. The Heavenly Bodies versus the Midnight Express for the NWA World Tag Team titles.
Wow. Wow. Now, okay, so would this be, for the heavenly bodies side, would it be Dr. Tom Pritchard and Jimmy Del Rey against maybe Stan Lane and Bobby Eaton? Okay.
Actually, it'd be Bobby Eaton and Dennis Condrey, because Lane would be with the Fabulous Ones.
Okay. That'd be amazing. Cornette would just have a – that'd be like wrestling heaven to Cornette.
Well, here's what I was thinking, too, is that this was the build-up where both teams ended up there in opposite brackets for the NWA title.
Right.
And then Cornette decides, you know, tells them, okay, no matter who wins, it'll be in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then hits Pritchard with the tennis racket, turning the Heavenly Bodies babyface on the Swerve.
Oh, wow.
And then Cornette.
The Fantastics, or the Dynamic Dudes. With the Dynamic Dudes are fantastic.
The Dynamic Dudes.
Yeah.
When Cornette was teasing like who he was going to side with, and it did the big swerve at him where Cornette was telling one of them that Bobby Eaton had the chain or something, and then I think it was Shane Douglas, when Shane Douglas turned his back, Cornette whacked him with the tennis racket and went back with
the Clash of the Champions.
Yes, right. Sure was.
But then basically have Cornette get on the microphone and say that the reason he did that was he makes more money with the Midnight Express or something.
Oh, that'd be classic. Yes. Oh, that's a great one, Larry. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And the main event for the second night is Fatal Four-Way for the NWA title.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Aldis versus Ric Flair versus Harley Race and Terry Funk.
That's huge.
And what I came up with here is I've always felt Terry Funk should have had another run with the belt.
Right. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because I was having a discussion when Terry came back and when he piledrived Rick on the table at the Wrestle War.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, you know, their match at the Great American Bash when Rick came back, I know everybody wanted to see Rick come back and get his own Terry, right? But I really thought that should have been the time when Terry was going to be awarded get the title, you know what I mean? And I felt that later on that year, especially when they had the Clash of Champions, New York Knockout, the I Quit.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that should have been the match where Flair regained the championship, the I Quit match.
Yeah.
From Terry. You know what I mean? But that's just my thing. But, you know what I mean? Regardless, though, I thought their feud was tremendous. One of the best ever, Terry fucking Ric Flair. But, yeah, I keep going with your main event. That sounds amazing.
Okay, so I had Terry Funk get the pin on Nick Aldis. So Aldis gets mad at Terry on the ending, and this sets up a program between those two going forward. And then Flair and Harley Race blame each other for the loss, and they start to fight each other from here.
Yeah. Oh, man. Either way, you come out a winner in this match, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember they did a promo segment at ECW with Raven and Terry Funk, right? And they're in the locker room, right? And Terry's like egging, trying to push Raven's buttons, right? and finally, Raven's like attacking him, right? But Terry still pushed his buttons, talking trash to him, right? And finally, the capper of all was when he looked at Raven and he put his stretched his arms out, quote the fucker, nevermore, you SOB. And Raven just lost his mind. Oh, it's classic. I think it's on YouTube somewhere, man. It was tremendous.
Yeah.
Great segment there, man.
I got another matchup.
Okay.
Well, actually, that was the main event, so.
Well, a two-nighter, man. What a great deal, Larry. That's awesome. Go, keep going, Steve. This is great.
Tracy Smothers versus Lance Archer. Both kind of.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'd love to see that. Yeah. And to talk about two guys that can go.
Yeah.
Yeah, both going to kill anybody in their way type guys.
Yeah.
Tremendous. Well, we're reaching the final moments, if you will, the final countdown. We're doing the final countdown by Europe for Brian Danielson or something. But this has been great, guys.
Yeah.
This has been tremendous. I've been loving all this. We'll have to do this again soon, for sure. Probably, yeah, you know, real soon, actually, because it's great to have you guys. And please, you guys have been great, and you guys make the show, no doubt. But I want to give you guys time to give plugs and shout-outs, whatever you can. So, I mean, the floor is yours.
All right. I just wanted to say that I love this whole idea with Build Your Own Starcade, and this really helped me think creatively for a couple days, and I appreciate that.
Oh, appreciate you. Thank you, brother. This has been awesome. Any more plugs and shout-outs, guys?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm back behind the helm again at Pro Wrestling Interviews. We'll see how long that lasts. I have a good support team, and Stellar Steven and Adam Helms. But Pro Wrestling Interviews has Fuego Calderon this weekend, Sunday night, 9 p.m.
Right.
Blog Talk Radio. We're going to talk about the show in Myrtle Beach. We're going to talk about his school. And then we're going to talk about a little bit about him and his ties to Puerto Rico. So, you know, it's going to be a good night. So Fuego.
That's awesome. Fuego's a good dude, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good dude. That's awesome. I can't wait.
9 o'clock. That's right.
Fantastic. Nice.
All right.
Awesome. Steve, you got any plugs and shout-outs?
Oh, yeah. This past Sunday, I went to a show in Richmond. It was Next Generation Wrestling out of Tennessee, but it was a co-promotion with UEW. Next Generation Wrestling, I believe, is on High Spots. So if you have High Spots Network, definitely check that show out because it was an awesome show. Moose and Rich One were the main event. That was a pretty good matchup, and some good guys on the card. Jason Kincaid and Posada in a tag team match.
Nice.
One of my favorites, Man Scout, was on the card against
Man Scout.
Some of the UEW wrestlers.
Jake Manning,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
So
Jake, man.
It was a fun night. Fun night of wrestling. Matt Cross was defending a title. So yeah, it was off
okay.
the card, and yeah, definitely looking forward to the next UEW show on January 22nd in Richmond, Virginia. So, and
awesome.
Fandango made an appearance. This Fandango made an appearance before the show, and he even had a seminar, so I got to watch that up close. So that was pretty fun as well.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, so be on the lookout if you have High Spots. Check out Next Generation Wrestling, and definitely looking forward to more UEW next year. So, also looking forward to this Sunday, like Velvet mentioned, pro wrestling interviews. So
lots
look forward
to. Lots of good stuff, man. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I'm excited. I might just have to call in and listen in, man. Yeah, Fuego's a good dude.
Yeah, man. You're always welcome. You know that.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Steve. Amazing Velvet, man. Like I said, always stop by anytime, man. This has been really awesome. Next week's show, we're going to be talking about our favorite wrestling Christmas and holiday moments.
Oh,
great.
Okay.
So bring your A game for that. That should be a good time, right?
Yes,
so,
yeah.
But thank you guys so much. You guys are amazing, as always. Thank you, listeners. Make sure to check the archives of tonight's show on VOCNation.com. Look for WCW Retro and Build Your Own Starcade Show. And next week, we'll be, like
we mentioned we're talking about favorite wrestling Christmas and holiday moments. This should be a lot of fun. And to cap out the show, we're going to play some Bad Street USA from Michael Hayes and the Fabulous Freebirds. So,
Michael Hayes.
It's
Michael
Hayes. You guys figured yourself each other. Michael purely sexy.
That's right, baby.
Yeah.
You guys take care of yourself. God bless you all. Thank you so
yes,
much.
Sir.
And Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
and happy holidays.
Love
man.
You, man.
Love you, too.
God bless.
God bless you, y'all. Call the Army or the United States Marine. Cocaine over.